My dad and my stepmom and my brother took a spontaneous trip to London, England in about two it was about 2004, I believe. And they just saw an ad for the Renew Shakespeare Company on a bus. And my dad, who is such a big Shakespeare fan and who just loved comedy, he was like, "Well, we have to go to that."
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 465, Captain Steve Davis. One of the great pleasures of performing our shows all over the world is meeting people who have seen us either with their family or because of another family member's suggestion. When we performed at Louisiana Tech University last week in Ruston, Louisiana, we met a student there named Ashley Davis, who told us how she had been introduced to us at a young age by her father, Captain Steve Davis. Her experience was different than some of the stories we've heard, and it struck a chord with me. So I asked Ashley whether she'd be willing to talk to me for the podcast. I suspect her story will strike a chord with you as well. Ashley picks up the story of her father, stepmother, and brother in London.
They decided to buy tickets, and they went and saw the show and just absolutely loved it. And then they came home, and with the DVD of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, this is the complete works of Shakespeare abridged, they came home with the DVD and showed my sister and me. And then we fell in love with it. And then we took it home to Louisiana to my mother and showed her, and then she fell in love with it. And then sooner or later, all of a sudden, you know, the Reduced Shakespeare Company became a huge part of my family's life. It was just, this DVD was being passed around between all of us, and we just, you know, we just all fell in love with it.
When you first saw it, were you a Shakespeare nerd, or did you go, wait, what are we looking at here?
Well, my dad had always been, he's always loved Shakespeare, and he's always loved the theater, and same with my mom and my stepmom. So I kind of grew up watching Shakespeare, whether it was the movies, or I remember, I think when I was about like 8, my dad took me to Othello. You never think of an 8-year-old going to Othello, you know?
That's great.
So I was already very exposed to Shakespeare, so it was, I don't want to say it was weird, but I guess it was interesting that, you know, and I don't honestly remember how old I was, so like 8 to 10, an 8 to 10-year-old would be getting all these jokes about William Shakespeare, you know?
And it feels like when you're a kid and you're laughing at something that your parents are laughing at too, it feels slightly, ever so slightly forbidden. Like, oh my God, I'm laughing at a grown-up thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to Shakespeare, I've kind of always known that I've been, I guess, ahead of the people that in grade school, because in South Louisiana, where I went to those grade schools, we didn't even read Shakespeare till like freshman year of high school. And that was Romeo and Juliet. And that was like one of the first ones I've seen, you know?
So. And are you coming to it you're a college student now at Louisiana Tech. Are you coming to Shakespeare as a theater person or as like an English major?
A theater person. I'm a theater major.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And what was your dad a theater guy?
Oh yeah, he loved theater. I think it was a big cultural thing for him where he just loved musicals. He loved comedies especially. His favorite musical was Spamalot because he was a huge Monty Python fan. So the minute you put musical next to it, it was whew, that got him. And I remember, you know, the first time I ever went to New York City was when my dad took me and we went to go see Beauty and the Beast. And you know, he lived in Washington, D.C., and we would always go to see whatever was in the Kennedy Center at that time. So he really exposed me to theater at a very early age, and, you know, I definitely thank him for that.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, your dad sounds like a hell of a guy. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, he passed away from cancer it'll be 8 years in February. He was a Navy captain.
Oh my gosh, my dad was a Navy captain.
Really?
I didn't know that. Oh my gosh. Did he spend some time in the service overseas?
He was actually the captain, the CO of a ship. He was on many ships, so the one I remember the most was he was the captain of the USS Clackring. And that's the one I got to go on a Tiger cruise with him. It was really cool.
Oh, God, that is very cool. Yeah, my dad, when my dad was serving on ships, he was, I was nowhere to be found. And then he was in the reserve for many years. So he didn't see much active duty. It's horrible to lose a parent.
Yeah.
It's just horrible. And I got lucky because I was a grown up with kids of my own, but before I lost my mom. Mm-hmm. So that's just horrible. Did you, what, I guess I'm impressed that you can still enjoy the Renew Shakespeare Company. You know, it's, I hope we're not a terrible reminder.
Oh, no, no. On the contrary, actually. I mean, I'm not one of those people that I don't like to think about those who have passed. You know, I enjoy those memories and thinking about him often. And the Renew Shakespeare Company, it's definitely a reminder of him. But, you know, the funniness of the DVD that I have, you know, it far outweighs anything that could bring me down, you know. And I used to watch that DVD all the time whenever I got sad or if I missed him or I just needed some like a pick-me-up, I guess, you know, to kind of cheer me up. I would watch that all the time and I would still get the reminder of him, but I'd still get those laughs. And I used to watch it, gosh, I swear, I think I used to just watch it on repeat. and it was just any time. And then it came into it turned into not just if I was ever sad about my dad, but it just anything. It became that comfort. And even I remember there were nights when I couldn't sleep if I was getting sad about whatever or I was stressed. My mom doesn't know this, so here we go. But it was like 3 a.m. and I kept the DVD in my room for this occasion. And it would be 3 a.m. and I would just pop the DVD in the DVD player and I would just have to watch it.
You know what? It's thank goodness your mother will never listen to this.
Oh, she knows.
Hey, I'm Eric Stonestreet from ABC's Modern Family, and you are listening to the Renew Shakespeare Company's podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our fall and winter of 2015-2016 tour continues next week with performances of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged and The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged in Maryland, Missouri, Kansas, California, Michigan, and Georgia. And then next April and May of 2016, we'll perform the official Renew Shakespeare Company premiere of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged at the Folger Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
There is something about the bonding of laughter. My dad right now has, he's 83 or 4. He has Alzheimer's terribly, and it's not good. But there are times I can remember watching Monty Python with him when I was a kid, and just seeing my very serious old man giggling like a schoolgirl at Monty Python, and it's still one of my, you know, great memories about it. I'm thrilled that you and I met when we just performed at Louisiana Tech University, and we were actually doing the Complete History of Comedy show. Can you talk a little bit more about comedy? Is that a thing that you want to go into? Is it?
Absolutely. Well, comedy is definitely, gosh, it's always been such a big part of my life because, you know, my dad really did live by the philosophy of always look on the bright side of life. And that's really something I've taken with me. And I often either find comfort in comedy or just it's something I enjoy as a theater person, as a performer myself. You know, I get that high when I'm able to make someone else laugh, you know, and even when I'm in the audience, you know, there's nothing quite like a good comedy. And you know, so many people, we all have different stories and we all have different stresses and things going on in our life. But if you can just escape for, you know, 1 or 2 hours when you go see a show or watch a funny movie or something, that laughter, you know, it just kind of, it kind of lifts it a bit. And that's why I've always connected with comedies more, because I just feel like if I can lift somebody's stress just for an hour or two, you know, then I'll feel accomplished myself. And if someone can make me laugh and lift a little stress off of me, that just, there's nothing quite like that feeling, you know?
I do know. I've said it before on the podcast, but you know, when we're schlepping across the country and taking three planes to get to Ruston, Louisiana, and we're going, oh my God, this, but then we get to do the show for 2 hours and make hundreds of students and faculty laugh, you know, then it's like, oh, right. Yeah. What we do is kind of a cool gig. Mm-hmm. You know, we're lucky to be able to do that.
And I still can't believe you came out in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana. I couldn't believe y'all were there. Like, I remember I was so jealous of my dad that whenever he showed me that DVD, I was like, wait, you actually saw these guys that are on the TV. You saw them in person? And he was like, yeah. And I was just, God, I remember so jealous. And this was, you know, over 10 years ago that I was so jealous of them. And then all of a sudden y'all are here, like at my school. I would never have imagined that would have ever happened.
and you saw it, so you went, wait, these are the guys?
No.
what you were saying is true too, is that, you know, we use, it's, you know, when we lose a person, when we lose a loved one, we hopefully celebrate the time we had with them. And instead of mourning our loss, we celebrate our time. And I think that doing our shows in a way is kind of celebrate. We're always celebrating. We're always celebrating whatever the topic is, whether it's Shakespeare or whether it's comedy or literature or history or whatever it is. Comedy is a way of celebrating, I think.
Absolutely. And that's really how I love to look at it, where I like to celebrate my dad's life. I like to think about the trips we went on, because he loved to travel, and you know, we got to such special places like Rome, Italy with him, and we went all across the country, and it's just, you know, those kinds of memories should be celebrated. Unfortunately, they were cut short, but I have such wonderful memories of him that I don't really find myself sad anymore.
That's lovely to hear. And aside from your parents letting you go into theater, they sound like amazing people.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, it's their fault I'm here. They were the one that brought me to the theater at, you know, 4 to 8 years old. So
I know, we'll call Child Protective Services as soon as this conversation is over.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. You know, we always say the audience is the fourth member of the RSC, but we so rarely get to meet or get to know our fourth member. So this was a real treat. Send us your memories of loved ones via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter, and I hope you'll post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to Webmaster Matt Rippey, Thigh Master Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Tamara Heller. No reason, it's just random. Thanks to Ashley Davis for talking to me about her dad. Special thanks to Eric Stonestreet from TV's Modern Family, and congratulations to his Kansas City Royals on winning their first World Series in 30 years. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 465 1395th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn the video back on.
Okay.
All right. So I just have to say that so many people find, you know, comfort in different things, and you guys really were my comfort in so many different times in my life, whether it was my dad's death or just stress in general. I always went back to that DVD for comfort, and I'm so privileged that I actually get the chance to say thank you, because until, you know, 2 days ago, you never knew what you had done for me. And it's such an honor to actually, like, say thank you.
Well, you are so welcome. I think, as I said in my email, it's what we do is so ridiculous. But
it's so important.
Thank you.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.